Conversation 1.
I'm so sorry, Laura. I was a little rude last night during dinner. I could have been more considerate.
Why? What did you do?
You didn't notice? You were telling me about your problems with your parents, and I hardly said a word.
Oh, no worries. I just had to get it off my chest. It's always the same old problems.
I know, but that doesn't make them easy. In any case, I'm really sorry. I think I was just tired and I kind of checked out.
Conversation 2.
Is Mac in? His door is closed.
Yes, he is. He's in his office.
Do you think he'd mind my going in? I need to talk to him about something.
Catherine, what's wrong? You sound worried.
Well, I had a little fender bender with a company van this morning. Nothing serious, but I need to let him know. I'm afraid he's going to be mad.
Mac? I doubt it. He's pretty easygoing. But hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank goodness.
Conversation 3.
Hello?
Hi, Michael. José.
Hi, José. How's it going?
Good. Hey, Michael. I'm going to have to cancel our run this weekend. I need to stay home to paint the kitchen. My in-laws are coming from Brazil to spend the week with us next weekend. And there's just no other time for Daniela and me to do it.
That's okay. I think it was going to rain on Saturday anyway.
Thanks for understanding. Maybe we can reschedule for some day next week before work?
Maybe so. Let me give you a call over the weekend when I know my schedule for next week.
Great. And I'm sorry.
Conversation 4.
Oh no! What time is it?
3:15. Why?
The webinar on the new company software. I completely forgot.
What time did it start?
At 3.
Well, why don't you just log on now?
I'd better not. It's too late. Everyone will see when I log on. Better to make up an excuse.
Like what?
Like my Wi-Fi wasn't working? At least they won't think I'm not serious and just arrive late.
I don't know. You're a trustworthy person. It's never good to lie about these things. Anyone can make a mistake. Just say you're sorry you weren't there and ask whether it was recorded.
Conversation 5.
Elliot, Teresa's been sneezing all afternoon, and now she's running a slight fever.
Really? Do you think she has the flu?
I doubt it. She had the flu shot last month. I think it's just a cold. It's been going around in her class.
Well, we'll have to keep her home tomorrow and see how she is. Can you possibly stay home with her?
I totally can't. Tomorrow's my presentation to the board.
Well, don't lose sleep over it. I'd actually like to stay home with her. I can use the time to catch up on my paperwork, and I'd love to keep Teresa company.
Are you sure?
Completely.
Conversation 6.
Hey, Veronica. What's wrong? You look like you just lost your best friend.
Well, nothing as serious as that. And it's not the end of the world. But I'm just feeling a little nervous right now.
How come?
Well, you know management change at my office, right?
Yes, I did. Don't tell me you're going to lose your job.
No, nothing like that. But they are changing everyone's job responsibilities. And I'm going to have to work directly with customers instead of only with the sales reps. I'm not sure I'm cut out for that.
Well, I understand getting butterflies about a new position, but look on the bright side. It sounds like a promotion. Is it?
Actually, it is. But you know what a worrywart I am.
Well, you always roll with the punches. I'm sure they wouldn't give you this new job if they didn't think you were up to it.
You think?
I do. Don't be so modest. They know what a good job you always do.